Declarations of Independence in Tunis.
We want the freedom. We are looking for the freedom only. This means people who want to go to make his prayer, he can do. Who want to go to drink wine, he can do. The real freedom, like in USA, like in England, like in India, like everywhere.
Protesters spouting Jefferson, Magna Carta, and Gandhi, worried about political chaos, but enjoying the fine print of liberty.
Buying banned books, roaming across an uncensored internet, rumors suddenly becoming headlines, government lackey editors and producers suddenly sent packing. Jasmine takes over in Tunisia. Freedom's fragrance. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A look at the Jasmine Revolution after its first full week in Tunisia on this Monday, January 24th.
And Tunisia is right at the top of the news this morning. Protesters there defied an overnight curfew to gather outside the prime minister's office and demand that he quit. The police fought back, firing tear gas to disperse the crowd. Meanwhile, schools were set to reopen there today, but teachers have joined the nationwide strike against holdovers from ousted President Ben Ali's regime. We're going to go live to Tunis for more on this story in just a moment. An Al Jazeera report this morning says Palestinian negotiators agreed to give up large areas of Jerusalem during peace talks with Israel in recent years. Palestinian officials say the report is a fabrication.
Competing visions for America's future. President Obama says his State of the Union address tomorrow night will outline plans to boost education, research and development, and most importantly, focus on job growth.
We're going to have to out-innovate. We're going to have to out-build. We're going to have to out-compete. We're going to have to out-educate other countries. That's our challenge.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, Republican, tells NBC News that the GOP remains focused on spending cuts.
We want to cut and grow, because when we hear invest from anyone in Washington, to me that means more spending.
President Obama says getting U.S. companies to start hiring again should come before tackling the U.S.'s mountain of debt. Jared Loeffner, the man accused of shooting Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 18 others, will be in federal court today, expected to face 6 counts of murder. Loeffner has already been charged with the attempted assassination of Giffords and 2 of her aides in a legal case that's expected to last for years.
Well, it's a little colder in some places than most people expect, even in the middle of winter. Some parts of New England will dip to less than 30 degrees below zero today, with the wind chill expected to drop to 51 below. The coldest weather the Northeast has seen in 2 years. Another snowstorm is expected later this week. And a classic Super Bowl matchup set for 2 weeks from now. The 6-time champion Pittsburgh Steelers will take on the Green Bay Packers. They have 3 titles of their own as well. So, you know, a little history come in on the battlefield there.
That's indeed. And they better stay in shape. The founder of the modern physical fitness movement has passed away.
My name is Jack LaLanne. And I'm here for one reason and one reason only. To show you how to feel better and look better so you can live longer.
Live longer. He certainly did that way before Richard Simmons, the South Beach diet, the Atkins program. Jack LaLanne was pushing people to get out and get in shape. In 1959, the Jack LaLanne Show made its nationwide debut, where LaLanne specialized in fingertip push-ups and eating right. At age 60, he swam from Alcatraz Island to Fisherman's Wharf, handcuffed, shackled, and towing a 1,000-pound boat. Kind of a workout program.
Yeah. That
I wouldn't recommend for everyone. But Jack LaLanne died yesterday at his home of pneumonia. He was 96 years old. Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, he was a pistol.
Yeah, I don't know if exercise had anything to do with it. It was his state of mind.
Yeah.
The most upbeat person
totally.
In the world. Asian and European markets mixed. Futures flat for Wall Street this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,871. The S&P opens at 1,283. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,689. When you're a spy agency and need a better rep, what do you do? How do you network? Go on a cruise. We'll explain how the CIA is trying to improve its image with Americans by heading to the Caribbean, a ship of spies. And also, Steelers Showdown. We'll handicap the Super Bowl. It's Steelers versus Packers. What do you think about that?
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.